So at number eight is Avant Gardeners. And in all moments of disclosure and everything, I will say that I do have... There are lawyers involved. I'm not allowed to talk to a former drivel brother who may be on the other end of the phone. Yeah, so I can't talk to this person. So I might just leave it to you two to interview these Avant Gardeners people.
Ah, so number eight, Avant Gardeners, with their Wheel of Fortune, Bring Me the Head release. Who are we speaking?
Yeah.
Is this Sandy?
This is Sandy. Hello.
Hello, Sandy. Darren. Who else is with you?
Darren. How you going?
He's great. He's the person I can't talk to.
Divorce or something we're not talking about in the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't talk about it.
Okay, so moving swiftly along, wow, man, how cool.
Very cool.
What a fantastic day.
Well, thank you.
We would agree.
Yes. You did mention that you've been tuning in today, and that is fantastic. We encourage everyone, not just the bands, to listen in. How long have you been tuning in today? Did you turn on the radio at 8 a.m. or?
Oh, maybe? It was. I didn't quite make the 8 a.m. starting, I didn't quite make starting gun, but thanks to the updates on the socials, I caught up pretty quickly. Mm. I was in before 9, and I've been pretty much in. I've had to be away from the radio a little bit, but yeah.
I was about the same. I was making him breakfast this morning, so while I was cooking scrambled eggs for him.
Scrambled eggs and kimchi.
Yeah, kimchi. Yeah, we were listening in.
Pretty good.
Brilliant. Nice. Yeah.
So this, I guess, double A-side single, Wheel of Fortune, Bring Me the Head, you guys did have you released it on vinyl for starters, a 7-inch single, and had a release party for it, which apparently sold out as well. Mm. So how was it during having a single launch in the middle of COVID?
Well, that was auspicious for many reasons. That was the first time we've ever played with a gamelan orchestra, Queens of the Bronze Age, just awesome.
Fantastic.
It was our third gig of the year. It was the first gig in which we've lost a bass player and then regained the bass player within like 3 hours before the gig started. it was very special for us. And this release is special for us because, well, these songs, I tell you what, we've been carrying them around for a while now. We've got to get rid of them. This is, Wheel of Fortune was like 10 years. We've been playing it for about 10 years, I reckon.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
So good to get that one recorded, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's the thing about Avant Gardeners. It's kind of like, what is it? It's like, Jaron, it's like we're kind of on like geology time.
Yeah.
But remember, like the dog years of geology
spatial time. Spatial time. Yeah,
spatial
yeah, yeah.
Time.
Dog
yeah,
years no, dog years time. Is good though. Yeah. About 7 years for every 1 year for us, definitely.
So it's kind of, like, and then we just have a sudden bit of activity and then all go, we're like those ephemeral desert frogs. That's what we're like. There you go.
After a blooming of rain. Yeah.
So that was one of those ephemeral moments, that gig. It was fantastic. Launched the 7-inch, and I tell you what, I'm my only note for this interview is the little sheet that comes with the 7-inch, which is basically, I've just been thinking about this all day because I've been listening to the Top 101, and it's like about 90% local talent, something like that, just fantastic. And bands and artists across the spectrum. Deep and tall and wide and far, just amazing, amazing. And this little bloody station is pumping blood into all of us. And it's hard to not get a bit euphoric about it. And also, it's hard to not think about as a, listener of 3D for some... and then I look at this little... Anyway, in the 7-inch, you get this little slip of paper, which is a family tree of the Avant Gardeners and the current members of the Avant Gardeners and all the Adelaide bands they've been in. And I tell you what, it's like there'd be a few placings in top 101 in that list, I tell you.
Okay, so you've done a family tree.
Well, I didn't do it. Someone did it.
Okay, so that was in the vinyl release. That's so we need to get that because that is like we could do a whole show just on that, right?
7 inches into the station that, you know, yeah. Because I don't think you have a 7-inch version in the library, do you? If
no.
not, we're getting
no.
no. We're getting there.
Okay, so, yeah, well, we need to work on that because that whole family tree thing is fascinating mm-hmm. to some announcers here with regards to our 1 degree of separation in Adelaide theory.
Yeah, I know, that's a little bit scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Still, we keep breeding strong specimens. So, you know, we must be keeping enough genetic distance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just enough.
Well, once again, congratulations for your entry at number 8 in 3D Radio's Top 101 Most Played Releases of 2021 for Wheel of Fortune and Bring Me the Head. Looking forward to some more releases this year. I hope they come down maybe.
Yeah, I think you might see an album drop. It might be
ooh, exciting.
Geological moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Plates are shifting.
That's great, guys. Thank you so much. And
Thank you, 3D. Thank you to the announcers.
Love you, 3D.
What a beautiful place. What a beautiful place in radio space.
I'll see you in court at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, Jaron Drivel.
Yeah, you'll see my bloody lawyers.
We can't talk to each other.
Oh, damn it.
You.
Oh, that's so sweet.